I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Chequers, rock and roll. And for better or worse, the sport likes its entertainment now, and Michael Checker does that very well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
Kerry Dolan, thank you very much for having a chat with us today. We're here at the launch of the John West Fela. It's in its 11-year sponsorship now. Have you played a Fela when you were younger?
Yeah, I suppose I'm sure my age now. I don't know what year it was, but would have played. It was on in Galway at the time, so I suppose we were at home. We were hosting Lucan from Dublin.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and we didn't do too great now, but they actually went on to win the Fela that year.
Oh.
So it was nice to have them, hosting them and going on to win it and following them to the final, yeah.
You can take a little bit of the credit, so.
Yeah, we looked after them in the house, yeah, yeah.
It's such a nice little tradition, isn't it? Like, yeah. To get young kids like that, being able to travel across the country. And like, I'd always remember we hosted a family as well when I was younger, and it kind of sticks in your mind as something special.
It does, yeah. It's nice for kids at that age to be able to go, I suppose, to a different county and play it. I suppose it's an All-Ireland, really, isn't it, like, when they win. So yeah, really enjoyable.
Here in Croke Park, it's probably bringing back good memories for you of your last visit here, is it today?
Yeah, like, I suppose last year was great, but I suppose it was last year now. We're in March now in 2026, so well into the thick of the league. So yeah, looking forward to, I suppose, Cork this weekend. Yeah,
it's been a fairly tumultuous start for the league for ye,
yeah.
Not to mention getting stuck in New York on the team trip. What was that like?
I suppose firstly it's been a kind of an up and down league for us, really. We've kind of two wins and 2 losses. And yeah, we were out in New York in February and we had a great time, yeah, but got stuck out for a couple of days, but sure, that's part of it.
Yeah, a good complaint to have.
Yeah, you could be stuck in worse places, couldn't you?
I suppose the first 2 losses that you had, you know, it would have been an easy excuse to say we're just kind of coming back after the All-Ireland. A lot of the Athenry girls probably hadn't returned from their win either. But after the loss to Waterford, does something change in training to be like, okay, we need to up it, or are you trusting in the process because you're blooding a lot of new players as well?
Yeah, well, I suppose we had Kilkenny first at home, and there was no excuses there. We trained well. Kilkenny were just obviously better on the day, and I suppose obviously when we came back from the trip, we were playing Waterford, but at the same reason they were better on the day, you know. And I suppose we had to kind of look at ourselves then, and we've had 2 wins then since that. But you know, we need to get a bit more consistency into our play, and we've Cork now this weekend, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, 2 good wins. That win against Tip, they'll probably be kicking themselves maybe that they gave the victory away, especially at half time. But when the pressure came on, you turned the screw, and that's kind of the mark of an experienced side, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I suppose it's early days yet, but I suppose we were playing against the Breeze that day, and we went in a point up at half time, which is always kind of a decent kind of cushion when you're coming out with going playing with the Breeze in the second half. But it was always a dogged game. It always is down in the rag, but yeah, it was nice to get the win.
And then of course Tipperary, Antrim,
yeah.
Sorry, beat Cork for the first time ever, ran you fairly close as well to 2 points. It took 2 late points, 1 from yourself, to get that victory.
Yeah, it was a really, really tough battle now up there. Antrim have been really competitive in this year's league. And yeah, went down to the wire. A couple of points in the end was all that separated us.
It's been, from what I can remember as well, the most exciting league we've had in a while. Would you agree?
I think so, yeah. I suppose probably because more teams are competing, really. I suppose Waterford and Kilkenny have probably been the 2 top teams in this year's league, and then you have Antrim, a new team who are pushing as well, and I suppose it's great for Camogie, really.
Yeah, and even seeing Tipperary get the draw with Cork at the weekend, it throws this weekend, the final day, all the matches matter. And as you said, you're hosting Cork. They'll be coming because they'll need to stay out of relegation and try and get a spot in the final and probably put some demons to bed after Croke Park last year. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. I suppose, if you go looking at the permutations of things and score difference and that, you lose sight of what's really important, and that's a performance at the end of the day, and if that's good enough to get you over the line, well then, so be it. But as I said, it's a long year yet, it's only the last round of the league. I don't think Cork will be worrying about last year now. Their eyes, no more than ourselves, will be firmly on this year.
Are you? It's just I'm looking out Croke Park. The pitch looks unreal. The sun is shining down. Yeah. A lot of the league games were played just due to the nature of the time of the year, heavy conditions, wind and rain. Are you looking forward to summer hurling?
I am, and I'm looking forward to getting off AstroTurf. So I am. Pitches are hard got. And I suppose the weather hasn't been too great. A lot of games are nearly games of two halves with a strong breeze. You're playing against it and then you're playing with it. So it's a lovely day up here in Dublin. Looking forward to playing on days like that, yeah.
It's probably raining in Galway, is it?
It usually is.
One of the things that Cathal Murray would have spoken about, and it was clear to see last year, was how you built up towards the final. Like, you didn't seem to worry when you didn't perform in the league final against Cork, and all throughout the championship you were just building slowly but surely. Is that something you're going to try and replicate this year, or because now you're, I suppose, the hunters, I suppose you're the hunted, does it change your approach?
What we usually do is we'll focus on the league, and then you'll reassess after that. I suppose you can't compare 2 years, they're never going to be the same. But I suppose the end of the league will probably look at it, and as I said to you, it's been kind of up and down. So I suppose it's about looking at what did go well, and then I suppose trying to fix what didn't go well, and take the good bits out of it, and bring that then into the championship.
How delighted were you as a group when Cathal Murray said that he was going to stay on? Because it would have been an easy time maybe to bow out on the victory last year, but he's committed again.
Yeah, it's very positive. I suppose for us and the 23s, obviously he was with them as well last year. It's a positive in the sense that he knows the younger girls now that are coming through. And obviously he's had good success as a manager, so we're really happy to have him, yeah.
I think, was it in the game against Waterford, maybe 10 of that starting team had been under 23 the year before. Is that a real advantage to having Cathal involved in both last year, that he knows exactly the talent that's coming up, and you've got a lot of younger players kind of making a name for themselves?
Yeah, it is, and I suppose it's great too to manage, I suppose, game time really as well for players. If you're injured and I suppose you're in the thick of senior championship, you mightn't get time. Can you get time with the 23s? And I suppose the rule changed this year. Obviously, if you came on in senior championship last year, you couldn't play with the 23s, whereas this year you can play both. It's going to be a lot of games, and I suppose, as I said, it's good for the player that I suppose mightn't get time in some game, they can get time in another game. So it'll be healthy, yeah.
And just on injuries there, last year we didn't get to see Anya Keane at all. She was recovering from ACL. Will we get to see her in a Galway jersey this year?
This year, all right. I'm not sure about the league. She's made great progress in her testing and so on, and you'll probably see her on the sideline in some of the games. I'm sure she'll be back on the pitch soon enough.
She must be buzzing to get involved, having to had to watch last year, and like you said, she seemed to have a big role still in the team last year on the sideline.
She did an awful lot of work last year herself, and Niamh McPeak, the two of them did their cruciates last year, so they did an awful lot of work behind the scenes that people probably wouldn't have seen, all to benefit the group, and I suppose that was a really positive sign amongst the team, to have the two of them there. But Leave My Peak now has been playing in the league all right, and she's been flying it, so looking forward to having Anya back now as well.
And last year's final, it got a lot of great publicity because it was such an incredible game of Camogie. Have you noticed people commenting on your win more so than other years?
I suppose when you're actually in the game yourself, you don't notice it as much, but it's probably the aftermath, and I think it's probably people at home watching it. I suppose when you win, you're obviously going to hear a lot more about it at home, but I think it's I suppose, both things, the physical side of it, which people love to see, and then I suppose the skill level as well, has obviously escalated in Camogie. And that's all down to the younger players coming through, you know. When I suppose when I was that age, you know, you didn't have the skill level they had when they're coming into a senior team, you know. They're ahead of where we were at that time. So long may it continue. Yeah.
And we have the new rules this year that increased physicality. Can you feel it in those games? Has it gone up a level?
Yeah, it probably has, but I suppose you don't feel it, you know, the weather isn't.
Yeah.
I suppose you'll probably feel it more now on a summer day when the ball is flying around the place. But you can kind of see the spells of it. But I suppose you'll see probably more of it when you get into the thick of championship, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Carrie, best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks a million.
Off the ball, daily.